Wow. We're already at season 5, the first episode of the season, episode 27. This has been a journey, a wild journey. But before we dive in, I want to talk about what's been happening and going on with me over the past 5 months, I want to say it's been. Bench Talk has been delayed because of several situations, many different things that have happened. I'm going to talk about that in just a second. But since the last episode back in December, where I wrote a love letter to 2021, a lot has happened. I don't know where to start, so I'm just going to just dive in. But trigger warnings. 2021 taught me about resiliency and relationship. So on January 24th, earlier this year, I lost one of the most important people in my entire life. The man I have known for almost 49 years, the man who taught me so much about pretty much everything, the man who brought me into this world, my father, Keith Mitchell. He transitioned in January and it rocked my life in such a way that I could never, ever have imagined, ever. So I pulled back. I pulled back from everything. I pulled back from coaching. I pulled back from consulting. I just pulled back. I went inside and stayed there. It was a punch in the gut. But then I remembered who he is, who he was, and what he showed me, what he taught me. Life hits you hard, but you still must keep going. Take your time. Take the time that you need to keep going. I think about where he came from, my father, and his accomplishments, and I know I would be dishonoring him and myself if I stayed balled up in emotion that would paralyze me. But I know me. I know I needed time. I know I needed time to reevaluate everything. I know I needed time to reevaluate everything. In this episode, I want to gift you permission. Permission to do whatever the hell you want to do. Permission and validation to move in the direction of your passion. Permission to stop wasting time and do what makes you happy. But guess what? You don't need my permission or anyone else's. You need you. You need you to do the work that is necessary to get you where you ultimately want to feel. Not be, but feel. I want to take a moment to talk about this phrase that has been overused and misused. Do the work, or doing the work. What the hell does that mean? You'll hear coaches, life coaches, business coaches, friends, aunts, and just about anyone on and offline talking about doing the work. Hey, I use that phrase too. I hear people saying that they're doing the work, and I'm like, do you even know what that means? Some people believe that it means going to therapy and digging deep into wounds to heal them, but that's just part of it. Doing the work isn't work. It's really taking the action and taking responsibility of what you think and how you think. Doing the work means changing your behavior, changing your actions, making new decisions, seeing a new point of view, and making choices that honor your true value. That's doing the work. It's not just a phrase, and it's not about hard work. It's about a shift in mindset. It's literally changed behavior, period. I heard someone say that they were doing the work, but yet and still, they have the same patterns of behavior and the same mindset blocks, and nothing has changed. Now, I'm not saying an overnight change, over a week change, over a month change, but over a period of time, you should see some progression, some growth, something. But what I saw was the same pattern of behavior. Their words were speaking one thing, but their actions and patterns and decisions and choices were the same thing. Nothing had changed. Just the language that they were using. I can speak on this because I'm doing the work. I'm taking action and changing behavior. Let's take responsibility for our own actions and reactions. How do you respond to things in your life? How do you respond to things that are not what you want? Let me tell you something. Life is short as hell, and life is long as hell. Are you in the same position, talking about the same things from this time last year? If you are, I challenge you to do your work. Begin to change your mindset. But how do you do that? You get awareness. You get aware of where you are and what you are actually doing. Mind you, this is not blame and this is not weakness. This is awareness. The next step is responsibility. Take responsibility for where you are. You are where you are because of the big and small decisions you have made, good or bad. You are where you are because of you, no one else. And it can also be because of your response. So I invite you to take a look at exactly where you are. You don't need to go back digging into the weeds of why you are where you are. Just start right here. Start right here. Become aware. Take responsibility. Ask for help and take the help. Talk to those who have the information that you need. Align yourself with people who can help you move closer to where you want to feel. I say that all the time. Where you want to feel. How do you want to feel? Align yourself with people who can help you move closer to where you want to feel. How you want to feel. I hope you understand that. It's not about doing at this point. It's about feeling. And then being. So I had a choice. I could stay in solitude and let everything fall by the wayside and blame it on grief. Or I could go work through and walk through this grief by living life and honoring myself while I give myself grace. If I need to take a day or a few days, I take them. If I want to push, I push myself. I am responsible for absolutely everything I allow into my life, and I'm responsible for absolutely everything I allow to move out of my life. I had a great conversation with a friend a few weeks ago. She said, "Don't waste your time." We both have seen and been through loss. Here's what I want to leave you with today. Do you feel like you're wasting your time? It's either a hard yes or a hard no. A lot of situations cannot be changed overnight because we bring a whole lifetime of excuses and beliefs with us. But what you can do is to begin to venture in a new direction. Begin to pivot on the small things. What are the low-hanging fruit that you can work on? Let's just start there. So with that, I want to invite you into our growing community, High Achievers Level Up. We are the biggest culprits in stunting our growth, but you can overcome a lot of your mindset blocks and get the encouragement, support, and inspiration you need, not only for your career, but for your day-to-day living, your life. We support the whole woman because we tend to live in our heads and wrestle with life to the point where we show up inauthentically. I'm here to help you do something new. We're here to help you do something new. We want to help you to think differently about who you really are and what you're really capable of doing, being, and having. So I invite you to join us in this community of amazing women where we're telling stories and sharing experiences and supporting each other and having the conversations that we need to have that help inspire you to do something new, helps to challenge you to think differently, helps to move that needle closer to where you want to be. I'm going to put the link in the show notes to join us. I'm inviting you to join us because if you're at a place where you know you could do better, you're good, but you know you can do better. You know there's that one thing that's just like, how do I get past this one area? How do I get past this? How do I get help with this? I need some support here. I'm not getting support where I thought I could get support. Because when you're in a community of women who love on each other and support each other, and you realize you're not alone. You're not alone in what you're doing. We have all been there at some point to some degree. But sometimes the solitude is that we feel we are the only ones going through whatever it is we are going through at that particular time. And I'm here to tell you, there is a community of women waiting to welcome you, waiting to mentor you, waiting to share their stories with you, waiting to share triumphs, waiting to support you. Because you don't have to do it alone. When you're in a group, when you're in the room with women who are doing the damn thing, you know, women who still have challenges, but find a way to work through that, you'll pick up on certain things. You'll find new ways. You'll find new strategies. It's not all about Jackie giving you a strategy. It's not all about Jackie teaching a strategy. It's about us as a community sharing our stories, and our experiences in our lives, in our professional lives, in our relationships, and how all of these play together in getting us to a success that we define for ourselves. Or at least just being in the room knowing that you're supported, validating some of the things that you know to be true, but weren't sure, should I do it this way? Yes, yeah, sis, do it that way because I tried that and it worked. You know what I mean? So I want to invite you in to our group, our community, High Achievers Leveling Up. We are a growing group of professional women who are here to share stories and support each other and really get us to where we're going. And that place may be a little bit different for each of us, but if you are early in your career, mid-career professional, this group is for you. This community, I should say, is really for you because we help each other to stay accountable. We help each other with our growth, with growth mindset and topics that, you know, we dive deep into these topics and help bring out a new point of view. We take huge topics and chunk them down into bite-sized pieces where it's like, oh my goodness, I didn't know this thing. I didn't know I could do that. I didn't know this skill set relates to that position. You know, so many different ways to go about it, so many resources available to you, people from many different backgrounds who may have the information that you need, but you have to be in the room. So I want to invite you into the room. I'm really excited about this season of Bench Talk. Season 5. We've come a long way. I've come a long way. growth in this podcasting journey, in life coaching journey, and leadership journey. We've come a long way. I've come a long way. I have a new baby budding, a new baby endeavor, I should say, that's budding, that will be the sponsor of this season. Season 5, our new sponsor, Selfish Luxuries, which is a skin and bath product line that I have made specifically for the busy professional woman who really needs to take the time to love on herself, embrace herself, and enhance her self-care from the inside out. Thank you for listening to this episode. I am so excited to be bringing you so many great stories from some amazing badass women that we will be talking to right here on Bench Talk. And as a bonus, we will also be inviting you in to Q&As with these great, especially great women within the community. So I will be posting in the show notes all of the links that you need to join us, to join our special events, episodes, you know, future episodes that will be coming out. Season 5 is going to be great. So be on the lookout. This is the first episode of season 5. I just wanted to share with you where I have been, where I am going, who I'm taking along with me. I'm bringing you guys along with me and inviting you into the community. Because one thing that I've realized is that sometimes, and I'm speaking for myself at this point, vulnerability moment, right? Sometimes we feel that we are alone in the things that we're doing, or we're alone in challenges, and we're not. And it took a community of many different people, but specifically a community of women that I have around me to help support me through these challenges that I've been going through over the past X amount of months. And truly and honestly, over the past year, I have a community, and I want you to have a community as well. And that's why I want to invite you into High Achieving Women Leveling Up. So with that, I am so excited about season 5. We have amazing badass women coming, as I said, and just so much more coming for you as an extension to JMCC, Jackie Mitchell Career Consulting. So many great things on the horizon, and I cannot wait to bring them to you. So all of the links of everything that I want you to know will be in the show notes here, and also my special invitation into our community. So if this resonates with you, click that link to request to join into the community, a wealth of knowledge that resides in there. You want to be in the room with these women. Let me tell you, you want to be in the room with these women. There's so much to say on that, but I am going to leave it there. I am excited about this season. So many great people to talk to, so many great people to reach out to, a lot of gems that will be dropped this season. And I can't wait for you to participate and join and listen and have fun and get some really great information and get some inspiration as well. So with that, thank you guys for listening. I'll see you in the next episode.